Okay, so we just had the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. How long ben Ashmosh says Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda? So at the end of the day, we hold. According to Rabbi, it comes out 3/4 of a meal, and according to Rabbi Yosef, 2/3 of a meal. So the Gemara just can bring in another. In other words, Rabbi says 3, and Rabbi Yosef says 2. We're going to bring a machlokes where it's the other way. It has nothing to do with us, but just. Sometimes does that's a way of remembering things. I think v'chilufa b'chalosa, it'll be the flip in chalosa. There, Rabbi Yosef is going to say 2. If I can't, Rabbi is going to say 2. Rabbi Yosef is going to say 3. A completely different the inyan though. Doma Rabbo, it's an interesting question here. We'll get to it later, more in Kira. By Muktza, rule of thumb is that kelim are not Muktza. If you can carry them, kelim. But when the Gizkamar deals with it, when a keli gets to be a certain size, that's not carryable, then it'll become muktzah, because you can't carry it anymore. It's not trying to tiltle, so then it becomes muktzah. So the question is, what's the cutoff point? So the Omar Rabba, chalos on the basket, bas tre kure, if it holds 2 kures, shorotul, that's still called a kli. Bas tlosa kure, if it hits 3, also little tula. Rashi says, "Gedoyle yosem midai v'teras kli." That's not a cleaning. That's an aron, a chleisnish. What it is? Rabbi Yosef omer bas tlasa kure nami shori bas abor kure also. So they have it the other way. So it's there. Rabbi said 2 is good, 3 is no good. Rabbi Yosef said 3 is good, 4 is no good. Okay. Now, but Rabbi said that if it was 2 kures, you could still it's still a kli and it's not muktzah. So Amar Abaye, truth is, Rabbi even changed his mind. He went down. I myself asked Rabbi once a shayla b'shas ma'isa. When I had a shayla with a big kli, b'afilu bas trei kuri lo shorli. Even it was 2, he decided it was muktzah. Keman, where did he get that from? Kaitana d'tanan, a mission in kelim, that a kli that holds 2 kur is already not a kli anymore. Kaveres hakash, I guess a basket made out of straw. Vikaveras hakine made out of reeds. Ubor svina alexandris. Svina alexandris is a boat, a big boat. They were going to the ocean. Now, they had a problem with a water supply then. What is the water? Bor means they had a big, it's like a huge bathtub that was in the boat, and they filled it up with water, so they had a supply of fresh water. Afalpi should go out. Sheeshlem shalim, that barbein, marzik is mem so bilach. It holds 40 saw liquid. Shehen kurayim biyovesh. Now, a kur is 30 saw. It's an interesting thing. It held in liquid, it would hold 40 saw. In dry, and they fill up a flour or something like that, it would hold 60 kur tahoyrim. Now, before we get into that, you see from here, and the Mishnah is saying over there that they're tahor, meaning they're not a kli, they can't be makabel tumah. So you see that tana holds, if it holds 2 kurs, it's finished. It's no more a kli. That's why Rabbi was paskening Tabai and that Shiloh that even if it has 2 kur, it's already not a kli and it's muktzah. Okay? Now, meantime, you have an interesting thing over here. You have like a big pool. I don't know what you call it, a big, like a mikvah. You are saying it holds, in liquid, it holds 40 saw. In solid, in dry, it would hold 60 saw. Now, obviously, dry holds more. Because what they call the goydish. In a liquid, there's no goydish. A goydish. Now, the kelim they're talking about, the way Rashi explains, is there was like, I don't know if you remember from the Maranev, there was a Yam Shel Shloimeh. There was a big pool in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yam Shel Shloimeh it's called. That was, the height was half of the Roichav, which probably means the height was half of the diameter. It's a round thing like this. The height was half of that. We've got to figure out the geometric cheshbon is here, but in that size kli, the goydesh will be a third, meaning if this holds 40 in liquid, it'll hold 60 this way. I don't know the mathematics for it at all, so now think about it. Omer Abaye, shma mino, haigudsho, the goydesh, what do you call it, not the overflow, that, you know, the heaping, til sahavi is a third. Again, when they call a third, we call that usually a half. This holds 40, this holds 60. They call that a third of the total from the outside. Okay. That's that discussion. We'll not do it us and Gansen. We will see later that Pishayna pointed out we do not hold like this sugya. we're going to hold like the Gemara's later that a kli as big as it is will not become muktzah. So we don't hold like this. It's not brought halacha. Okay, now back to our thing. We said before that there's a stage of the mizrach being madim. Right, that's the beginning. According to Rabbi, it's the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes. According to Yosef, it's the end of the day part. But there's this thing called the east is still reddish from the rays of the setting sun. So Poshet, that means the east side, the east horizon, will have reddish. Abaye Chazi LeRovo, the Kodav LeMayriv. He saw, he was looking towards the west. That's towards Ben Hashmoshes. He was looking for that sun. The Chui should have been looking towards the eastern horizon. Omalei VeHotanya calls Manshe Pnei Mizrach Madimin. You should be looking east. The sign is when the east horizon. Hadev Taich Madimim is lit up. It's reddish from the glow. It glows.
Reddening.
Okay. Omalei, Robert tells him an interesting thing. Misarvis Pnei Mizrach Mamish. It didn't mean, when we said Pnei Mizrach Madimim, it didn't mean Pnei Mizrach Mamish. Loiponim Amadimim. I'm sorry. Misarvis Pnei Mizrach. Loiponim Amadimim Es Amizrach. It makes the Mizrach reddish, meaning there's a glow on the west side which shoots across to the east side, but I can see it on the west. It's a window, because it's when the sun sets, it's like in a window over here. That's how they see it. It's going down over here. So there'll still be, it's going to see it. You're going to have a ray coming up, so you'll have some sort of a reddening here that will shoot across to the other side also. But that's the question. It's a funny Gemara. So what are you telling me about Mizrach for? So just tell me Pnei Ma'ariv, my demon. So they're stuck in it. My Ram explains to me, it's got to be enough here that will make that side red. Now, the reddening here has to be enough that it will shoot across some light to the other side. That's what they put it in terms of the Mizrach. So yes, Master, then just look at the Mizrach and see if it's there. He says, it must be that technically sometimes it'll be obstructed on the east. You won't see it. It's a cloud or whatever. It's easier to see it coming out of the west where the sun is setting. But it's got to be enough glow, whatever you want to call that word, enough that it will shoot across to the other side. That's about all I know. Of course it becomes darker in the west. Yeah, but
in other words, with what happens in the east.
The west.
I'm sorry, in
the west. The west. Yeah, but they're looking at it because even though after the shkia, it's down below the horizon, it's like in a window, it's still rays are still shooting across, and you have still light over there. Now, somehow, I don't know exactly, but that light can be seen here, right? Which makes sense. I mean, if there's some sort of rays coming out here, going over there, it's got to be seeable over here, too. And somehow they saw it, they could see it more clearly on this side. But it's got to be enough that it could do it to the east side. I don't know. I don't understand the side. They have any explanation what's going on over there. They have an astronomical explanation of it. I don't know exactly what's going on there.
It seems to be it's darker in the east. Much earlier than it's been
started. Yeah, because the sun sets in the west. Which they end up here. Okay,
Rebbe Nachman. It doesn't go to the horizon because it goes up. The horizon is down here in the east. If this is the west.
Right, yeah, that's why it says, that's why the bottom get right. The bottom of the east will be dark, but the top of the east will still have that ray. As I say, when that darkness comes up, that means this is all the way down, quote unquote. So now it's gone, I mean. Okay. Reb Nechemi Yomek Neshehalech Odom Yishetishka Chamachotzimil. Now he goes, when Hashem is from Shkia, Chotzimil. Om Reb Chanina, Rotz Leida, Shi'uro Shor Reb Nechemi. You want to know the shear? Is Yoniach Chama Bereisha Carmel? It was the Carmel. It's a mountain on the Sfas Hayam over there, and just before Shkia, you'll see it on the top of Har Carmel. So if the sun is Batara Carmel, and then you go v'yerid v'yitbul v'yom v'yala, person goes down, he travels in the yam, and he comes out. That elapsed time will be the end of Ben Hashmoshes. At that point, it'll be Lila. It's a way of getting the 9 minutes after Shkia. It's a little bit more than 9 minutes. It's starting a little before the Shkia. The sun is on top of Har Carmel. At that time, we'll get you to 9 minutes after, what we call 9 minutes after the Shkia. V'zeh shu'ur shom nechemi. Om Reb Chiya writes the liros be'er shel Miriam. Stam a side point. If you see, the be'er shel Miriam was the cella that followed along the Klai Sol and the Midbar and gave them Mayim. What happened to it? It was it's in, consumed in this yam over there. Yala l'roisha karmel, v'yitzap v'yirikim in kvorah bayam. It's a stone. You'll see. It looks like a kvorah. How do they touch kvorah? Is a sieve. That's what it looks. It looked like that in the water. Zui beirishol miriam. Omar Rav, mayin amitaltel tohor, v'zel beirishol miriam. This is a mayon. It's an interesting thing. It's tohor from imkabel tumo. It's an interesting thing. It was a stone giving out water. So it's not a kli. Water that's coming out of a kli is mayim shuvim. You can't be toivel in it. The water that came out of this stone is not considered it came out of a kli. It's a special thing. That's a beirishol miriam. Okay. Now, we have ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yehuda, which again, which we're going just to make it simpler the way the Goyen looks at it, from Shkia for 3/4 of a meal, 13 and a half minutes. That's ben Ashmoshes. After that is life. Then we have Reb Yoisi. Reb Nechemi is early at night. Then we have Yoisi. Reb Yoisi's ben Ashmoshes is Keherifayin, and he knew when it was. It was like a whatever small. He knew exactly when it was. But when was it? Because he didn't have a span of time. He had that Herifayin when it turned over. Just when was it though? So the Gemara says like this: Om Reb Yudah Meshmuel ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yehuda Koyanim Toivlin Boy. In ben Ashmoshes of Reb Yehuda. Let's remember from the first beginning of Brachas, wasn't so long ago. You need Herif Shemesh, right? They have to go to the mikveh, then they wait till Lila. By Lila, they can eat Truma. But they got to go to the mikveh before Lila. If they go after Lila, they can't eat till tomorrow. Okay. So this statement, Lachur, is enigmatic, to put it mildly. He can't be Toivel Ben Ashmoshes, because it might be nighttime already. You're not accomplishing anything. That's our problem over here. You should be Toivel before Ben Ashmoshes. Then after Ben Ashmoshes you can eat, because you had your Toivel by day, now you have night. If you're Toivel Ben Ashmoshes, you're defeating your purpose. We don't know. Did you go to Mikvah by day? Did you go to Mikvah by night? We can't let you eat till tomorrow. That's where he is. Leman, what do you mean Koyanim can be Toivel Ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yehuda in those 13 and a half minutes? Leman, Eleimel Reb Yehuda Sveikahu. That's ridiculous. It's a Sofek. That time is the Sofek time. That's exactly the time you shouldn't go to the Mikvah. You don't know what you're doing. Elo, we mean like this. Ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yehuda L'Reb Yoisi Koyanim Toivel Bo. In the time of Ben Ashmoshes of Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yoisi, you can go to the mikveh. Because, let's go, let's again, just for argument's sake, Shkia, for the next 13 and a half minutes, that's called Ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yehuda, right? Now, this Ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yoisi, that's a split second. When is it? What the Gemara basically is telling us is that it's after Reb Yehuda's. Let's say it's 13 and 3/4 minutes. So therefore, according to Reb Yoisi, you can go to the mikvah in Ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yehuda. Because since his Ben Ashmoshes, let's make it 14 minutes, it's 14 minutes after the Shkia, and it lasts for half a minute. But before 14 minutes is Vadayoin, because he doesn't have a span. So if you go to the mikvah in Reb Yehuda's Ben Ashmoshes, according to Reb Yoisi, you went to the mikvah by day. You wait another half a minute, you can eat Truma. That's what they meant to say. According to Reb Yoisi, you can go to the mikvah in Reb Yehuda's Ben Ashmoshes. We would say that Reb Yoisi's Ben Ashmoshes is after Reb Yehuda's finished. That's all it's saying. If you're telling me Lila is 6 o'clock, you can go to the mikvah at 5:45. No. I would not have known that. From what we learned, I certainly wouldn't have known that. Maybe, I tell you, maybe Reb Yoisi's, again, Reb Yehuda's Ben Ashmoshes goes, let's say, from 6 o'clock, Manashkiya is 6 o'clock, till 6:13 and a half, right? Now, Reb Yoisi has a Ben Ashmoshes, a 15-second Ben Ashmoshes. Maybe it's at 6:13. Maybe it's at 6:13 and a half. Maybe his Ben Ashmoshes is somewhere in those 13 and a half minutes of Reb Yehuda. At the end of it, let's say. But it's included in those 13 and a half minutes. If that would be true, then you can't go to the mikvah in Reb Yehuda's Ben Ashmoshes, even according to Reb Yoisi. Because Reb Yoisi's Ben Ashmoshes is there also. That is the chiddush of this Gemara. That Reb Yoisi's Ben Ashmoshes is after Reb Yehuda's. So if you are toivling in Rebbe Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes, and according to Rebbe Yossi, you definitely went by day. That is what this Gemara is telling me. Pshita, ma'u the same Bein Hashmoshes the Rebbe Yossi meishich shaycha be the Rebbe Yehuda? It's somewhere in that bracket of Rebbe Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes. Komashmal or no? The Shalim Bein Hashmoshes the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes finishes at 6:13 and a half, and then 6:13 three quarters, 6:14, 6:14 and a half. I'm not sure. Somewhere very close there is Hada Maslam Bein Hashmoshes the Rebbe Yosi. But if you make sure your tefillah is before 6:13 and a half in Rebbe Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes, then according to Rebbe Yosi, you definitely went during the day, and you can eat truma a minute later. Okay, just before we proceed. We're running early. So it would be amiss, I mean, not just to say, I mean, it's not in the purview of this type of a shiur, but the whole business of Zamanim by us, when is Ben Hashmoshes, when is Yoim, when is Laila, comes out of this sugya. And it's a very simple question with a very complicated answer. The question is asked by this Tosfos. Hayetzim mikol advarim here. We basically go like Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbah Pashtus. So how long is Bein Hashmoshes? It can't be more than 3/4 of a meal. I'm going to slice it over here. 3/4 of a meal after the Shkia, you've got Laila. That's what it says here. Not more. In Rabbi Chemi, it's 9 minutes after. In Rabbi Yosef, it's the same time as Rab. It's 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia. Which is very nice. The problem is that the Gemara in Psochim says, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda himself, Mishkias hachamo atzei sakoichovim arba milen, is 4 milen. Which in the vernacular you could call it 72 minutes. That's what they call an out-and-out contradiction. Unless you decide that Laila and tzei sakoichovim are two different things, which is a possibility. But the most Rishonim say it's not, because we learned in Brochus, and we learned in Nida, and we'll have it again in Megillah, that Seis HaKachovim is Laila. The very beginning of Brochus. Mar brings a pasuk over there. They went to work, and when they came back to Seis HaKachovim, Seis HaKachovim is Laila. So you have a clear theory. Here it says that 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia, it's all over. At worst case scenario, at 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia, 14 minutes after the Shkia, it's over. Over there it says it's not Laila till 72 minutes after the Shkia.
Do they say 72 it is like?
It says, arba milen. It takes 72 minutes to get from the Shkia till Seis.
Okay, but maybe
Seis. That's the older Shana proof that Seis is like, from that Gemara. I'm saying that would be a way out. But is he able to undergo some? What do we do with that? Is most Rishonim that Rabbeinu Tam, as a Tosfos right here, came out, most Rishonim say that there are two Shkias flowing around. They were talking about two different Shkias. That Gemara is talking about what we call Shkia. And it takes 72 minutes from the Shkia till Laila. This Gemara is talking about what Rabbeinu Tam termed Sofa Shkia or Shkia Shnia. It's a non-observable thing. We don't see it. Something happens with the sun, whatever it is. I get into it right now. But the two Shkias. The other way to go is the Goyen, that there's two Lailos. Seis HaKachovim is not Laila. That, you can't say it because the Gemara says it is. There's two Seis HaKachovims. There's this Seis HaKachovim which makes Laila. And there's that Seis HaKachovim which has really no halachic. It means Seis Kol HaKachovim, whatever it is. But there starts the whole mess. Rabbeinu Tam and most Rishonim go that the Gemara Pesachim is the real Gemara. And that's telling us from Shkia till Tzeis takes 72 minutes. That's where all 72 minutes comes from. This Gemara means it's like a 3/4 of a meal after that second Shkia. That second Shkia is 3 1/4 meal after the first Shkia. We don't see it, but we know when it is from the arithmetic. Until then, it's like a Varayim. It's not Ben Hashmoshes. The going goes the other way. That once you hit 3/4 of a meal, that's the end of it. Now, of course, nobody in the world says Shabbos over 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia. That's impossible. That's factually not true. Again, so the Goyen says, because this Gemara is talking in the Oifek of Yerushalayim and Bovel, which is close to the equator. As we go further from the equator, that the Ben Hashmoshes becomes longer. It's also only talking on the perfect day. So, June 21 and 7th 21, on the 12-hour day. So it varies by by the oifek, meaning by the latitude, and it varies by the time of the year. So that's the whole problem. How in the world to figure out when it is now? That's a big asek, very big asek. How to figure that out? Okay, but that's where it all comes from. Okay, let's continue. How do we paskin over here? Omer Rabba Babachon, Omer B'yoichon, Halacha k'Reb Yehuda l'inyan Shabbos, Halacha k'Reb Yosi l'inyan Truma. Now, obviously, if he's passing the Reb Yehuda and like Reb Yosi, he doesn't know. It's a sofer. His machmir is sofer. So what does it mean? In Reb Yehuda, we now know. Reb Yehuda, Ben Hashmosh, starts earlier and ends earlier. It's from 6 till 6:13 and a half. And according to Reb Yosi, that's called 6:14, and it's a quickie. So he's saying like this: Legabe Shabbos, I go with Reb Yehuda. Legabe Truma, I go with Reb Yosi. What does that mean? Bishlamo Halacha Reb Yehuda Linyan Shabbos Lechumra. I understand. You have to stop doing Malach at Shkia. I can't rely on Reb Yosi that the Ben Hashmosh starts at 6:14. It starts with the Shkia. That's Lechumra. But what did he mean? Avalinya Truma Mayi. What did he mean? Ilema Letvila. What he meant to say? What we just said. That you can be makel and go to the mikveh at 6:10 lamazogen and get out by 6:10, that can't be. That's a kula. He obviously is going lechumah because he's saying alok Reb Yehuda, alok Reb Yosi. So he's got to be saying a chumah. He could not allow tefillah in Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yehuda. Sveika habi zachalza sofik is toish Reb Yehuda. Ela laachilas truma. That's what he means. Avada in the tefillah again. It's a chumah. You got to go before shkia. But when can you eat the truma? According to Reb Yehuda, you can eat the truma at 6:13 and a half. According to Reb Yosi, you got to wait another harifayin. 6:14 lamazong. The loyachli koyanim truma the sholem ben hashmosh is the Reb Yosi. That's the chumra. At this point, that's a very strange thing. What is he paskening? You can't eat the truma for the harifayin. Lamai nafkamini. You can't do it that fast anyway. Says Tosis, we're not sure if the Ben Hashmosh is the Reb Yosi is immediately after this. Then there's no nafkamina, it's the same thing. 6:13 and a half or 6:13 and three quarters. He didn't have to make a big deal to tell me that. But it might be 2-3 minutes afterwards. We don't know. They didn't know that either. There's not enough time to get a tefillah in there. Obviously not. Because the Gemara says you can go tefillah and Ben Hashmosh is the Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yosi. Doesn't say you can go after Ben Hashmosh is the Reb Yehuda. There's not enough time there after Reb Yehuda is finished till Reb Yosi starts to get in a tefillah. But there might be 5 minutes, 3 minutes. So whenever it is, we're passing lechumra. Bekitzer, Ben Hashmosh starts with shkia. Whatever you decide shkia is, shkia. That we go to Reb Yehuda. Lamashal, Friday night, Shabbat starts with shkia. You can't go past shkia. But any time it'll be the chumra the other way. Now the going could have said it the other way. The motzi Shabbos, you got to go Reb Yosi. Could have said it that way also. Motzi Shabbos, you got to work there's extra 3-4 minutes, whatever it is, 3 seconds, whatever it is. We don't know what it is. We don't know exactly what it is. Small amount of time, but it's there. You always go the chumra. That's his psak. And the truth is, the Gemara could have said it just in Shabbos. The truth, but what they're trying to point out here that Reb Yosi himself. And as we're saying, we go l'chumra on Shabbos like Reb Yehuda, meaning Reb Yosi himself was makel even by Shabbos. He wasn't playing games, he knew what he was saying. And Reb Yehuda himself was machmir, even by truma, which could even be truma de Rabbona. But that's opsak. We go l'chumra both ways. It's another way of knowing what's going on here. Shnayim ben hashmoshes, shloisho laylo. That's the way it says, it's three stars. Which again brings us to a tremendous problem. We can't get into it. It's a tremendous problem. Tell you the what's going on over here? What do you need 3 quarters? What do you need? Go look at the stars. The stars. I mean, you seem to be giving me 2 completely different systems. What's the stuff? What does it mean 3 quarters of a meal? 9? What do you mean? You need 3 stars. It's 3 stars. I mean, it's a big mess over here. So, I mean, basically, Tyson says it's because we don't know which stars are stars. So we have to do it in a different way. It's a very strange business here. Well, that's it. Shlosh shalayla. Tanya amir kochav echad. Yoyim shnayim ben hashmosh shlosh shalayla. Om Reb Yosi, loikachom. See, this is where the confusion comes in. Which stars do we mean? Loikachom gdayim. That you can see in the late afternoon, you can see stars. Hanirim bayoyim. Loikachom ktanim shenirim alayla. Then there are little stars that don't come out till much later. Like the goyim. The goyim claims seitzachom 72 minutes. And then all the stars come out. That's not what we're talking about, seitzachom. El Abainanim. Okay, gave Esos Abainanim. That's basically what Tosis says. So this system, we don't know. Basically, all these machloikis in here is just ways of getting when are those Bainanim, because we don't know when they are. What's called Bainanim? What's that called Bainanim? Okay. Good. Omar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Zvida. Hoyse melocha b'shnei ben hashmoshes. Hey, you have a monofshech. Not for Chumrah. That means only Erev Shabbos. Only Erev Shabbos. Only Erev Shabbos. Only Erev Shabbos. Yeah. Only Erev Shabbos. Yeah, it's not Lamaisa, because it's another few seconds. So we don't deal with it. I mean, if you're waiting 72 minutes, you wait till you sneeze, you have your Labiyasi also. You know what I mean? Oh, let's say a guy will do Malocha, Ben Ashmoshes, Friday night. The whole Ben Ashmoshes, whatever, let's make it easy, it's 13 and a half minutes. He's hacking holes there, he's cutting wheat for 13 and a half minutes. Does it bring a Korban Chatos? No. It's a Sofer game. It might have been day. He'll bring an Oshem Tov. If he does the same thing on Motzei Shabbos, from the Shkia for 13 minutes, he cuts. He can't bring a Chatos. It might be Lila. You go the other way. But if he does both, he cuts Friday night the Ganze Ben Hashmoshes, and Motzei Shabbos the Ganze Ben Hashmoshes, he will definitely bring a Chatos. Monavshah, because he was Mechal Shabbos. Either it's Yom or it's Lila. I mean, one of the two. Maybe, but you can't bring two Chatoyas. Maybe. The second one's only a maybe. Oh, that's a shot. Let it bring one Chatos and one Oshem Tolu. So, let's just see the Gemara first. Mendy, you're on a ball today, I see. Omer B'yosef B'zvira, Oysa Melocha B'shenei Ben Hashmoshes Chayiv Chatos Monavshoch. So, if you look in the Rashi there, that's yours. Look at the Rashi there. B'shenei Ben Hashmoshes Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, Behelem Echot. Ein Kanoi Roshem Toli Elochatos. He's in one Helem. He never caught on in between that it was Shabbos. Sekta baby Kireg, what do you need Helem Echot? Let it be B'shtei Alomas. What's the difference? Either way, I have to bring one Chatos. Sekta baby Kireg, because if it'll be B'shtei Alomas, then Mendy's right. Then he has to bring a Chatos and a Roshem Toli. He's got two things on his head. He's got a Chatos, he may have a second Chatos. But since it's in one Helomo, you can't bring more than one Chatos anyway. So one Aveira, that's what Rashi said, Behelem Echot. Okay. But, okay. If Kegel says Betzim, you're right. There should be a Chatos with a Roshem Toli. Omali Rava L'Shami. Atun Delokim Lechu B'Shur D'Rabbonon. You are not clear in Ashurim. You don't know when Shkiz. You don't know exactly what's going on. Adashim Sharej Dikle, when the sun is still on top of the trees, play it safe. Itlu Shroga light the candles then. In other words, they didn't have these luchas on the Omer here with Shkia 24 and 14 seconds and 32 microseconds. Didn't have it. So he said, if you're not clear when the Shur D'Rabbonon, which Ben Shmash Shvatz, I'm telling you, when the sun is by the top of the trees, you're safe. You can be Madlik Neiris then. You play it safe by that. What? What? Yeah, it's later than plug. It's probably a couple minutes before the Shkia. Too early? When do we send Licht? No, Friday. Licht benching. This is where Licht benching comes from. Why do they bench before Shkia? 20 minutes, 18 minutes, half an hour, whatever it is over there. It basically comes from here. This, by the way, is one of the rayas that the Achronim have. The Minchas Koyin, and the Goyin Shita is right, because according to the Goyin, you have to protect against Shkia. So it makes sense to say light when the sun is by the top of the trees. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos doesn't start till 58 and a half minutes after the Shkia. So why did they have to protect 10 minutes before the Shkia? It's a very big margin of error there. That's if you're worried that Shkia starts Shabbos, you're telling them you're not clear when the Shkia is. You didn't get your luach yet. So when you see the tree, the sun at the top of the tree, tzind licht. But if you're worried about Shkia Shnia, which is 58 and a half minutes after the Shkia, that's a pretty heavy... You're talking an hour. I mean, our licht benching, which is... I don't know. Let me give it a simile. Nemo no like Rover to come up with another simile. You know what I mean? You both see another simile. Don't worry about that, Maru. I'm Simon. They have answers. I'm saying, no. But this is one of Michas Koyin's rise. What? No, he's telling people what to do. No, Rover knew what it was. Rover Pash just knew when it was. He lit just before the Shkia. It's called a Shkia. Saying, you who don't know.
No, we're saying for himself, a shaman himself.
No, yeah, the shaman for himself. Yeah, you who don't know. But look what God says now, but Yema Moon and Mai, that's very nice when I can see the sun. But what do I do on a cloudy day? I don't see the sun by the trees altogether. The Gemara had my bimosa chosi tarnegoyla. Epis the chickens would sit. They knew when Shkia was coming. Epis they were sitting on something. Bedabra urve. And in the fields, the Orvim, what the ravens said, they could see somehow when they started moving it, it was sitting, they knew when the Shkia was. Inami ad-oni. They got an English word for that. It's some sort of a grass. Rashi says it's a grass that always faces the sun. So in the morning it faces east, and it moves this way during the day, and it goes this way. So you can be, you'll know the Shkia, or close to the Shkia, by watching that go down. No English word. That's what Rashi says. It moves through the day with the sun. Interesting thing. Interesting. The Ran says it doesn't move with the sun. It's a flower of some sort that opens up in the morning slowly, and by Chatzos is fully open, and the sun starts to set, starts to close. So you can pin the Shkia when it's starting, when it's getting close to closing. So they had simonim, they had things. Okay, Tana Rabbona. Get a little break. Tomorrow starts heavy work again. Tana Rabbona. Sheish tkiyas, they had a system, the sirens in Yerushalayim, you know. Here also they have them, so sorry. This comes from this. Sheish tkiyas taken erev Shabbos. What? It's in the Mishnah Sukkah, yeah. It's in the Cheshvan of the 48 and the 21 over there. Taken erev Shabbos. Rishoina. The first one, again, Rashi points, it doesn't mean tkiyas. It's tkiya, trua, tkiya, tkiya, trua, tkiya. That's how it used to blow. Taken erev Shabbos, rishoyin lahaftil sa'omim lochashe besodis. By the first siren, the tkiya, the people in the fields would stop working. They needed more time. They had to get back home. The people in the city needed less time. Shniya lahaftil ir v'chayinuyas. That the people in the city should stop working. People should stop to close up the stores. Shlishis, lahadlik esaneh divrem nosim. By the third one was hadlakas neiris. Rebu da nosi omen no. Shlishis lahadlik tefillin. By the third one, you tell people what tefillin all day, then I get them off before Shabbos one night. Took them off by the third. When were they madlik neiris? By the next key, according to Rebu da nosi. Vishoye kidei tzlias da cotton, whatever lapsed time, then it's okay, lahadlik pas batanur. That time elapses, then he goes fourth, fifth, and sixth. Vitokeya, Umaria, Vitokeya, Vishoivis, and then it's Shabbos. That was the system. There was enough time, Rashi says, yeah, for to be current problem. It looks that way. And I was looking for someone to say it clearly, but it looks that way. Omer Shimon Gamliel. What? Who? We'll get. Omer Shimon Gamliel. Manasim LeBavliim. What should we do with the Bavliim? Shetoikin Umariim V'shoipsim. Yeah, we say Tkiya Trua Tkiya, and then it's Shabbos. They did Tkiya Trua, and then it's Shabbos. What should we do with them? V'shoipsim Mitoich Mariim. The Shoipsim from the Trua. In fact, the Gemara, the short one, Toikin Umariim Avlu Chamisha. You had the Tkiyah, the Truah, the Tkiyah, and you had Tkiyah, Truah. You only have five. Everyone's have six. Ela Shetoikin V'choizin V'toikin Umariin V'shoifzim V'toch Mariin. For some reason, Shema does not explain. It's, we always go Tkiyah, Truah, Tkiyah. So we did the first three. Then they had Tkiyah, Truah, Tkiyah, and that was Shabbos. For some reason, that last set of three, they did it Tkiyah, Tkiyah, Truah. And that's what he's saying, Manasseh, what can we do with them? Minig Avos Seim B'Yedein. It's not your frala. It's your grace of Tkiyah. You can have Tkiyah over here, you know. You don't have to go back if you get Fahak. It's just a siren. So, the minig of Klai Yisrael was Tkiya Truah Tkiya. For some reason in Bovel, they had Tkiya Tkiya Truah, but that's minig of Hosea, Manasalem. It's okay, I need you to go. Now, Masin la Rebutal Reb Yitzhak Bray, Shni la Hadlaka Saneir, he says you make Hadlaka Saneir is by the second one. Now, that's not, doesn't fit. Reb Nosson said it's by the third. And Reb Yanossi, we understand, is by the fourth. Come on, lo Reb Nosson, lo Reb Yudanossi. Ela shlishis, it's a mistake. It should say shlishis lahadlikas aner. Keman Reb Nosson, he holds like Reb Nosson. Tana devei Reb Yishmoel, the Sheish Shkia is a little bit more fleshed out. Taikin erev Shabbat. Hischalit koot ki rishoinen. Now that's for the people in the field. Is nimnu ha'oimdim basode those in the field stopped milaador digging lachos plowing umilasas komelocha shebasodos. And here's an interesting thing: vein akroivim rashoyim likones atchiavo ruchoykim vikonsukulam kechot. You got a people in the field who are near the city. You got a people in the field who are further out. So you figure you blow the tkiah, they stop working, everybody comes home. No, they wanted the close people to wait for the far people, that everybody should come in together. Because they don't want, it could look bad. Now, if I see this guy walking, this guy walks in 2 minutes after the tkiah, because he finished right here. That guy came, took 10 minutes after the tkiah till he walked in. Now, I don't know that he has worked far out there. For all I know, he's a close guy that worked for 8 minutes after the tkiah. They didn't want any shots. So what they do, everybody waited till everybody connected, and then everybody walked into the city together. Now, v'adayin chanuyos psuchis. Yeah, about the first key, the people in the city can continue selling. U'trisin munochim. Trisin, what they have to do, trisin, you know, what do you call them? Window shutters. But see, what they did, it was, they were ganz economical. The trisin during the day, when they opened the store, they took the tris off, and they laid it across two things, and that was their selling platform. What?
Shutter sometimes?
Yeah, the window shutter. But they took it off the window, they laid it flat, let's say, over two sticks or two barrels, and that's where they sold from. That was their counter. So Tvusim Asil Manuch. Hischel Tkoa Tkiyashini. Okay, Tkiyashini is for the business people in town to stop. Is Nistalku Atrisim. They took off the trees from there, they put them up on the windows, they shut up the stores. Venina Luachanuyos. Vadain Chamim Munochin Al Gabe Kira. Yeah, the stuff is, the water's still cooking. Kedavis Munochas Al Gabe Kira. Hischel Tkoa Tkiyashlishis. Silakam Salik, you gotta take that water off the fire. Hitmin Amatmin, you do your Hatmona. Again, it doesn't have to be Enemos of Hebel. Vehidlik Amadlik, that's like Reb Nosin, Hadlokas Neiris. Vishoyek, they tsli as da cotton. Okay, they'll have to pass Batanur. Vitoke, Maria, Vitoke, you have a Shoyves. What? We don't know. We only know the space between 3 and 4, which is Kedei Letzliya's cotton. The others don't tell us here. I don't know.
I don't know.
To roast. Yeah. It doesn't sound like a lot of time. I don't know. But Rashiel says enough time to put the bread in and should be Kerem Ponov. I don't know. I don't see anybody saying. I don't know. He's very interesting with Duber over here. The Bahag says, about you do it like a Bahag, that with Hadlokas Neiris, we're Makabal Shabbos. Hadlokas Neiris is Kabbalah Shabbos. What? No, he also looked at Neiris. I mean, a man doesn't mad like Neiris. But Hadlokas Neiris is Kabbalah Shabbos. Which has a lot of ramifications. But Chanukah is also, what do you like first? Like, he's the one who came up with that. You got to like Chanukah licht first. Most people said, why? You should like Chanukah Shabbos licht first? Because it's taught to be Shadot Tod. He said, no, you can't do that. Because once you like Shabbos licht, you make Kabbalah Shabbos. So he holds with Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm sorry, with Hadlokas Neiris, the Kabbalah Shabbos. Many Rishonim, the Rabban, the Rosh, say he's wrong. It's not true. Hadlokas Neiris, not do Kabbalah Shabbos. And he proved it from this Gemara. Because they read this Gemara that after Hadlokas Neiris, you could still fry fish. That's how they read this Gemara. Yadlik Amadlik, Gdeitzliyas Kotten, mean the people actually did it then. They fried the fish and they baked the bread after Hadlokas Neiris. So the Zakat of Bahag say that Hadlokas Neiris is Kabbalah Shabbos. The Ran answers, the Bahag read this Gemara different. They don't mean to say people did it. It's just a question of the elapsed time, that's all. Hadlokas Neiris is Shabbos. Is Kabbalah Shabbos, but how much time is there till you blow the next kiyah? That's all the Gemara is saying. I mean, Pasha reading Gemara, it sounds like after that kiyah you could still be malacha. That's what he'll say. So yes, go cotton. The simple reading says after that kiyah you can still be malacha. Shrine Allah is showing them. The Rosh here, the Rambana. That's obviously not Kabbalah Shabbos. Well, that's an interesting example. What we do lalocha with that, so we are choishish for the Bahag. By women. Men don't madlik, so the meaning, but the women who are madlik, we are choishish for that. Unless they make it tonight, that's Magan Seisik. But we are choishish lalocha basically for the Bahag. And that's why we all like Hanukkah lich before Shabbos. What? I don't like for Shkir. What?
We definitely like
We light early. Yeah, Anochana.
Maybe they lit later.
Maybe. Don't sound like they lit so late because you have that zman yet, and the tkiyah shu tkiyah v'shoyves. I mean, if anything, they lit earlier than we do. But okay. Who? Yeah, but right, whatever, they, as cool as they could, yeah. And with that hadlok, they were makabel according to the Rambam, with that hadlok, and that's the end of it. Itain is very good, the Rambam. It's out of order. What do you mean, hatmona then hadloka? We just had a mission, hadloka you can't do bein hashmoshes. Hatmona you can. It should have been hidlik then hitman, faket. He says because faket, hidlik was the last thing they did because with the hadloka they were makabel Shabbos. He says a riot to the Bahak. They switched the order around because with the hadloka they were makabel Shabbos. So they did everything for it. So they should have said hidlik by hitman. Okay, whatever. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Shomati, or Shimbola Hadlik Achashesh Tkiyas Madlik. That you could still do melocha after the six tkiyas. Why? Your problem. The guy who's out there blowing, right? He got to come home. He's carrying the shofar. Carrying the halbitzer. Somebody was good as Monsim got that neiriv. But it's muktzah. The shofar is muktzah. So the fact that he brought it home, you see that even after the sixth key, it's not Shabbos yet. That much there must be enough time for the guy who blew. He didn't blow from his house. He must have blown from a central place. He needs enough time to walk home. That can't be. Couldn't be. Yeah, what if he lives near the place? Well, he's far from the place. It would be too... Oh, that's what he said. That's what they said. Hello? Mokum tsunu yeshul chazan akness, beroish gago. Wherever he blew from, there was a place to leave the shofar. Who told you he brought it home? But the place where they made it must have some sort of a tall house. He blew, I mean, somewhere to get the sound down. It's on top of somebody's roof. So they made a little cabinet there. That's what he's telling him. Why do you have to assume that he carried the shofar home? That's exactly what he told him. Ela mokum tsunu yeshul chazan akness, beroish gago. Sheshom ania shofaro. Now, what's going on here? Why can't he carry the shofar home b'chalal? What's the big deal? They zikha had Erev in those days. Lefi shein metalton loyas ha-shofar loyas ha-chatzoytzus. A shofar and a chatzoytzus are muktzah. Let's maintain tomorrow against the shmuz, if it is or it isn't. This Tana holds that a shofar is muktzah on Shabbos. Or at least that you can't carry it.